All right, guys, what's going on? Happy Sunday, everybody. Happy weekend. My name is Carlos Garcia, founder and CEO of Guard Capital. Time again for our podcast, Guard Capital Podcast. Glad to be with you. My name is Carlos Garcia. Again, I'm the founder and CEO of Guard Capital and your host of this podcast. If you like this podcast, please make sure to subscribe. We also do videos on YouTube as well, talking about the markets, day trading, and your questions, of course, all the market headlines and the news you need to make informed trading and investment decisions. It's kind of the deal here. The markets are our business. All right. Glad to be with you. What is the subject of today's podcast? Where I got it wrong, right? When is the pullback? When? So if you guys listened to the last podcast, I said the pullback was imminent. And really a part of that, if not a big part of it, was NVIDIA. I thought NVIDIA at this point, right near the $700 level, that's a trend line level that I was looking at. And let me just preface this by saying that I'm a shareholder of NVIDIA. I've traded NVIDIA when it was back at $85 a share, back in 2018, AMD. I've been doing this now nearly more than a quarter of my life. So it'll be 10 years doing this in October. So I've seen things, I mean, some incredible stuff happen, incredible volatility, incredible stock moves up and down. NVIDIA is a great company. It's a great company. What more can we say? I actually read an interesting note on NVIDIA this morning regarding their valuation, that they're valued at the same price, according to profits, as November 2023. It means if you bought NVIDIA today, right now its closing price is $787. Valuations-wise, it's the same value or price as November 2023 due to the profitability. Their revenue generation, their profit generation is outpacing the stock move. So in a sense, are you late? Are you early? I mean, these words really, I mean, it depends on the perspective you're looking for. The point I'm trying to make is that eventually, I hate these kind of vague statements. Eventually, yes, you're going to get some kind of discount. Could be this week, sure. I was pretty sure that we were going to get a nice pullback according to seasonality, end of February. You got a big catalyst of NVIDIA. If they would have missed or missed expectations or lowered guy, it could have been anything. But they bid up, they bid higher, and that's what happens. Got as low as around 690, and then got as high as 823. We actually have a red candle on the daily. Looks like a reverse candle. Looks like it. Could be. We'll see. But I'm keeping my eye very closely. $700 level. Let's see if that holds, and if it doesn't, then we do have a couple of gaps to fill below. We got one at 720, and we got one at 631, and we have a massive one, the big cheese, at 305. Now, I don't know what it will take for NVIDIA to get down to the 305 level without some kind of stock split, so we can kind of skip that, I guess, that 305 level. I may regret saying that, but my point being is that, listen, gravity is gravity at the end of the day. Stocks don't work on gravity, as we know. But you're eventually going to get some profit taking, some selling. So my goal here is not to push that FOMO narrative. Although you have to get in now, they'll never get a chance. No, no. Just wait for some kind of discount where, you know, we saw that with SMCI, Super Microcomputer, where it soared and then it finally pulled back into its own little mini bear market, minus 20%. It happens, guys. It happens. So just be patient. You'll get a crack at it. NVIDIA's not going anywhere. It's not going to go to 1,000 tomorrow. And if it does, fine. I mean, I was wrong last week on the pullback, but we'll pivot into that. So I just really wanted to talk about NVIDIA, that FOMO is not necessary at this point. It's not going to go to 2,000 or 1,000 tomorrow. I just think be prudent if you really want to get exposure on NVIDIA. Remember, we talked about this in 2023 on our top 10 stocks of 2023, semiconductors, SMH, NVIDIA. I just said, you can just buy NVIDIA for the fact that it's the biggest component of SMH. Now it's even heavier because of the market cap weight, as we know. NVIDIA now is third in market cap. It's higher than Google and Amazon, right behind Microsoft and Apple. So NVIDIA is definitely making its move. I'm going to talk about that earnings in a little more of a deep dive, at least on the screen with the technicals on our YouTube video this week. We'll do the recap of the action, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But for now in the podcast, really the main point here is don't have FOMO on NVIDIA. You'll get a crack at it. I just don't know when. Timing is everything. So let's go ahead and get to the market now. The last 5 days, we're going to take a look at that. Since last week, I talked about, you know, a possible pullback, saying that, yeah, you know, we're kind of set up seasonality. I even red teamed it. S&P up 1.17%. The NASDAQ is up 0.92%. The Dow is up 0.92%. The NASDAQ up 0.51%. Yet the Russell is down 2.23% this week. So the Russell is taking a little bit of a step back. If we're going to go to year-to-date numbers, again, this is February 25th, 2024. S&P is leading the way, 6.69%, with the NASDAQ up 6.61%, Dow is up 3.83%, and IWM small caps. Again, that's the one I've been looking at for the top 10 stocks past 2 years now. It's flat, 0.41%. So the relative ratio between NASDAQ and small caps is just getting worse. Meaning not worse, but the NASDAQ is, the gains for NASDAQ is strong, so much stronger relative to the small caps IWM that we haven't seen this in recent history. And usually when you get to those extremes, we get some kind of change. Idea, again, is just timing. So what changed this week, really? What changed is that NVIDIA saved the market, in a sense. On a technical basis, again, I'm going to talk about this on our weekly video. Again, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, search GAR Capital, and we'll have more of a visualization. Really, all that S&P did is stay within its channel. It's a very, very structured channel. I talked about this on YouTube as well regarding in the morning notes. We did hit some kind of resistance a little bit, around 51.25 or so. That's a trend line to the upside. We're still in the upper end of that trend, of that channel, upward channel. Nothing has broken. We got pretty close to it. I believe that was on the 21st. I want to say that was at Tuesday. Let me make sure if I have the right date. Let's see, 5 days. Where did we get that drop? That was on Wednesday. Wednesday we had that drop, and then we had that big boost on the S&P. Thank you to NVIDIA. So again, S&P still looks bullish, man. I can't really fight the tape here. I even said, you know, the possibility of getting that pullback. We were actually short Tesla and Apple this week, and we caught them both. So it's not like we kind of missed out on a bunch of stuff either. The only thing we really missed out on was NVIDIA, and that was such a binary trade where it was so expensive. And in order to trade it, you have to get it right. So I had AMD calls, and of course, took a round trip, and we just ran out of time on that one. Again, I'm going to go into more details on that one, but it didn't come without scars this week. Again, a short week, a volatile week, choppy, up and down. Keep in mind, the S&P, guys, was as down as 49.55 just this week, and then we got as high as 51.23. So for the S&P, that's a pretty volatile week, especially a short week. Taking a look at NASDAQ, possible double top, short term, guys. Again, this is very short term, but the trend is still bullish. So the paint trade is higher. That's really the bottom line. The paint trade is higher. So the higher we go, there's going to be certain points where, you know, the bears are just going to throw, you know, the baby in the bathwater, and they're just going to have to just close up their positions, and that creates a short squeeze. So if you are short and you hit your stop because it's going high, you have to buy to close the position. I think that's what happened with NVIDIA. It was a massive short squeeze. A lot of people who were short got squeezed out. And initially with the earnings, it was pulling back, and then it absolutely soared after the conference call. So big shout out to NVIDIA, really saving us all in a sense. It's pretty much kind of fighting the history of seasonality. The fact that, you know, again, the assumption being these levels hold, nothing really breaks that. February was actually pretty standard, pretty good. Nothing really crazy there. If we just go on a one-month performance, the S&P is up 5% in a very, very seasonally weak month of February. So the expectation, looking at that, in my mind, is the fact that, and then this is a rolling month. I'm looking at my screen, 3.5% on the NASDAQ and up 3% for the Dow. If this is happening on a seasonally weak period, what happens when we have a seasonally strong period? What's going to happen to the stock market in November? How high are we going to go? Granted, we have not had a rate cut yet. Nothing. We had actually inflation creep up a little bit. We had CPI and PPI come in a little hot than expected. And we pulled back, and guess what? They bought it. So when the facts change, sometimes your opinions got to change. You know me, Mr. Permeable. But in a way, I was trying to time this pullback on a technical basis with so many things lined up, and it didn't work out. At least for what I was expecting. I also had QQQ puts this week ahead of NVIDIA earnings. It hit 25% before the earnings. Kind of a hedge in a sense, the pain trade being higher. Didn't work out as well. I helped that thing. A couple of members took it for 25. But with that being said, I mean, the market doesn't care about historical patterns, doesn't care about what I think or anyone else thinks. It's just the reality of where we are in terms of the market. So, you know, end of February, we do get maybe possible some rebalancing. We're not end of the quarter yet. That'll be an end of March. But that's going to be key to me. You know, does March give us something? Do we get some kind of discount? Do we start breaking things or do we start, you know, kind of chopping around still with real no change? If we go back to the NASDAQ in November basis, January basis. Really since the beginning of January. Yeah, I mean, we started January right around, we pulled back around 17,142. Yeah, we're about a couple points really since the highs of January. Again, in a very structured manner. The way I see things this week is the fact that there was an ugly candle on NVIDIA. Looks like a reversal candle, possibly. Kind of that shooting star setup. Same thing on S&P. The one thing I do worry about is just chop. So the best thing really going here is to just buy time, take your time, because the trades that I've been doing, we've just been a little early. So a part of me just kind of is concerned that my call for a pullback, at least in short term, February, March, may have been just a little early, and we may get that this week or next. So again, everything is still fluid, but NVIDIA did impress me. Earnings have been impressive across the board for the most part. Yes, you do have a little bit of a pickup in inflation, but we talked about that on last podcast that really, you know, you're not going to kill inflation unless you have people not spending. And if people are working, people are spending. Labor is still strong. We had the best labor reading in terms of unemployment claims since early January of this year. So, you know, the labor market is still trending that we're in an economic boom. So that means we're going to get higher asset prices, higher stock prices for the time being. As long as we stay within pattern, and as of right now, that's what it looks like. Until we start breaking around 17.5, we start breaking below, let's see, 4,900, you know, 4,930 or so on the S&P. That's what we have some cause of concern, but at the end of the day, that could be bought up as well. It's a bull market, guys. We're in a bull cycle. Some stocks are participating. Some are participating more than others, being carried, but the thing that really stands out, if you type in RSP in your brokerage or what have you, your charting software, RSP has broken out. RSP is the equal weight ETF. Now, the highs for RSP, again, if you took all of the S&P 500 stocks and you made them weigh the same, so let's say it's 500 points, each stock is worth 1 point. But we know with the S&P 500, regular S&P 500, that is weighted due to market cap. So again, if Apple moves, S&P is going to move. Microsoft moves, S&P is going to move. So sometimes that's not the best barometer, but to me, the equal weight S&P is, because that's showing us that we're getting the broader participation from other sectors and other stocks. So if you bring up the RSP on a 3-year weekly candle basis, we have broken out of a nice trend line. I'll go over this on the YouTube as well. The highs are 165. Once you break that, that is telling you that the whole market is participating in this rally, in this bull cycle, that it's just not technology. Now, technology is still moving higher. Thank you, NVIDIA, and thank you, semiconductors, which are very cyclical, mind you. So the idea here is that what are the other sectors that have been beaten down that, you know, they're trying to do the catch-up trade? Now that's what we're looking for. What's the catch-up trade? What's next? And really, one stands out to me, and it's energy. Again, this is just for a trade. XLE, energy ETF, it bounced off the 20-week moving average. There is a resistance at 93.82. That's a triple top there. If we can get there, maybe we can finally break out. That does mean higher oil prices, possibly. I know some things are not without consequence, as we know. But I think that would be something where it's a possibility to take a look at for any kind of, you know, a rebound of gains. Another one too being the banks. You know, other than, you know, JP Morgan, which has been at all-time highs, there's a couple of names that definitely have a little more juice in them. If Goldman Sachs can break above 400, that's going to get near all-time highs. Citibank calls, I'm long. Once it breaks above 57.93, you're possibly taking a look at $70 a share. Bank of America taking a look at that as well. I'm still waiting for that 35.808 level to break. So I like the banks. I like energy for a little bit of rotation. Maybe we get at the end of the quarter a little rotation, some selling out of tech. Again, see if we can kind of balance out the performance, because we know them relative to the small caps. Tech has been on absolutely on fire. So let's see if the banks and you know the value names get a little loved as well. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. If we go to groups on FinViz, just the 1 week performance this week, consumer defensive names like the Procter & Gambles, the Coca-Colas, the Pepsis, they did well. Up 1.86%. Healthcare did well today. This week, financials, real estate being the worst of the week. But if we go to a year-to-date of performance, technology is still leader, up nearly 10% with healthcare, communication services. Communication services, guys, is Meta, Disney, and Google, Alphabet. Financials, industrial, some of the ones that have been pulling back are energy being flat, utilities, basic materials, and real estate. So value names. So maybe we get some kind of rotation. If we don't get a pullback in that sense of like, oh, some bad news where we get a correction, you know, statistically speaking, we're kind of due in that sense. Remember the last pullback we had in terms of correction, really, where things got a little interesting was back in October of 2023. Feels like such a long time ago. But if we don't get that kind of pullback in the market, I think it would probably just be a rotation into these sectors. So energy needs to be on your radar, and banks need to be on your radar. Healthcare, again, the only thing with healthcare is that might be a little skewed with, what's that name that's been crushing it? I want to say it's Eli Lilly. Let me see. Yeah, Eli Lilly. Eli Lilly, that diet pill thing, kind of important. So that's a big one that might be carrying everything else in terms of healthcare. Maybe Eli Lilly is the NVIDIA of healthcare at this moment. Year to date, it's up 32%. In a half a year, in a year-to-date rolling basis, it's up 133. It's a bit overbought, but Eli Lilly, nearly $800 a share. Compare that to NVIDIA. Wow. So Eli Lilly is the NVIDIA of healthcare. How's that? I like that. So with that being said, what do we expect? Well, as of right now, just to stay within range, in terms of the S&P, not really change much. We don't have much going on in terms of the week as well. So I don't have too much expectation this week. I think we just still kind of grind higher in terms of these stocks. I want to see how these small betas move. You know, SoFi and the Palantirs and the Robinhoods of the world that have Robinhood calls. I want to see if they get the continuation higher. Maybe the dollar pulls back a little bit more. Maybe 10-year treasury yields as well. So we're getting a little bit of a runway to help us to go a little higher. 10-year treasury yields rejected a very key level of 4.35%. That was kind of a resistance level. We rejected that. And then the dollar, let me take a look at that. Yep, dollar rejected 105. So, I mean, we're getting that runway set up for continued upside, but it's going to be just kind of a melt up. Really, that NVIDIA short squeeze Thursday ignition, again, that's a short squeeze. Very, very tough to trade. But slow melt ups, the only thing we need, guys, is momentum, continued momentum higher. If we get that, we're going to be in good shape. If we don't, then chop is the killer. And, you know, every day is a new day. So we'll see what we get. I don't know if we're going to get that pullback this week or in March. I just want everyone to be vigilant. That's all. Sometimes it's hard to see anything that's not in front of you in that sense of what you see currently. And in trading, you kind of have to, it's kind of like chess. You're going to have to think 3 to 4 moves ahead. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. And I don't want that to cloud my judgment either. I don't want just having a hot take of like, oh, it's going to pull back and that's how I'm going to base all my decisions on. No. Chart is your friend. Trend is your friend, as you know. But if things do change, stay fluid. At the end of the day, guys, not everyone's perfect. Everyone can be wrong. Just don't stay wrong. That's kind of the deal. All right, guys, we'll go and leave it there. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll catch you for the next one. If you have any kind of ideas for the next podcast, make sure to DM me on Instagram at CEO Gar Capital. That's at CEO GarCapital. It's a verified account with Instagram for the reason that people do a bunch of scamming out there pretending they're me. I will never ask for your personal information. I'll never ask for crypto. I will never ask for anything monetary. We have a website if you want to sign up for our services. So keep your money. Don't worry about that stuff. I will never ask you for personal financial things like that. But questions are always welcome. Just keep in mind, I would not be asking for crypto from anybody. Those spam bots do. Be very careful. With that being said, have a great rest of your weekend. I will see you Monday for the next Morning Note on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss the next one. Cheers all.